Okay, so, today, in a little more than an hour, so the four Jews that were killed because they were Jewish, murdered on Kiddush Hashem, they're going to be buried here in Eretz Yisrael. So some of the yeshiva's going, and for other technical reasons, some of the yeshiva's not going. When you're in yeshiva for the year, for 2 years, so there's a huge focus on yourself. You've got to grow, you got to do better, and you want to grow in your learning skills, you want to grow in your midos, and you want to learn about, understand yourself better, and work on yourself, and, you know, work on your tefillah. There's a huge amount of focus on the individual. And then, there's also a big focus on being part of the chevra. There's a chevra, you're getting to know guys, and what I can help this guy, and what I can learn from the other guy. You know, at the end of the Shana Bet, we talk about each other and like what we gain from each other. So that's also part of yeshiva. Like, you know, there's a camaraderie in the yeshiva, what each guy's gain from each other. And then there's a little even broader than that. Like, I'm part of a yeshiva, and we have things that go on in our yeshiva. You know, the yeshiva shlita has certain things he says, and we talk about what he says. We're part of a big unit. So that's what goes on. And sometimes we don't focus on the fact that we're all part of Klal Yisrael. And that's a big part of being a Jew, that we're not individuals, and we're not just part of a group, and we're not just part of a yeshiva, we're part of Klal Yisrael. And this is a Klal Yisrael thing, and we're all one unit. It was said on the radio that there was very miragesh when Netanyahu, the prime minister, walked into the shul there. So people felt, you know, here's someone who's the head of the Rosh Memshalah, and he's coming here to show solidarity. People felt moved by that. That we're all part of one unit. So going to the Levayas and the burials is part of being part of Klal Yisrael. And in our yeshiva, we talk and focus on that too. And we talk about it, and we do things based on that. And that's why it fits, and it makes sense to go. And that's one angle on what we're doing today when we go to the Levayah, that we're part of Klal Yisrael. And in yeshiva, it makes sense to focus on yourself, because you got to work on yourself and build. You got to use your time very well. But we're also, you know, part of a mamlechus. We're a goy kadosh. We're a goy. We're one big nation. We're all part of the same thing. And that's times like this is when you have to feel that connection with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Yeah. If Shai has more to add.
Just a couple of words. First, I want to start with a story that I read. I think it was 15 years ago. It was a young woman that converted to Judaism. All right, what was her story? She came to Israel as a tourist, and it was the times where a lot of pogroms took place. Okay, so she was on the bus. And the radio announced that there was a pigua in Tel Aviv. She was in Yerushalayim. There was a pigua in Tel Aviv. And now she didn't speak Hebrew at all. And all of a sudden, just like that, the whole atmosphere on the bus changed. And she said that for her that was a shock. She doesn't understand what happened. It was like some sort of a magic that all of a sudden, like, people's faces were like different. Like, she could tell that something's going on. She couldn't tell what it was, that she didn't speak the language. It took her a while before someone was able to explain to her what happened, that there was a pigua in Tel Aviv. And then she still didn't understand. She was like, but you don't know the people in Tel Aviv, meaning, like, you don't know these people. What, they're not, who says they're your relatives? Why is everybody on the bus so, like, intense about it if, like, they don't know any of those people? And then she realized that the Jews have this thing that they're all, that they are, that they feel for each other. That if something happens to one Jew in one place, that's something that affects other Jews who may not have known about him or heard his name or anything and had no shaitas with him. When we're talking about the idea of Kol Yisrael Arivim Ze Bazeh, so there are two general attitudes to like human existence, okay? There's the modern attitude. Modern attitude is, before I initiate having to do with you, I got nothing to do with you. Live and let live. We have no preliminary connection until we initiate one. That's the non-Jewish, the democratic way of looking at the world, at human existence. Now, the Jewish way is arvut, which means we are connected whether we like it or not, and that's preliminary to our own existence, which means we're all like leaves on the same tree. If the tree is sick in one place, it affects the entire tree, not just that leaf. Like something's wrong with the entire tree. So that's the Jewish idea of arvut. That's the positive side of arvut. And that's something which is unique to us. I grew up in the 70s. Back in the 70s, you guys may have heard it in stories. So Soviet Union was like the evil empire at the time. Jews were not allowed out. And there were a lot of attempts to free Soviet Jewry out of there. And now, like, it's not that we knew anybody, but we went on rallies and this and that, because people were trying to be active in freeing Jews that they don't know at all from the hands of someone that they have no shaychus to. That was like the idea, like that, but that was like the basic thing. It shared, like, all the Jewish people was one in that endeavor. And that endeavor, I'm not going to say it's the only thing, but that was one of the things that made the Soviet Union fall, was the fact that there was constant Jewish pressure of let my people go, because we're all connected. I can't have my brothers being subjugated to you, and I'll just, ignore that. It doesn't work like that. So that's in terms of the... Now I want to read one halacha in the Rambam. Rambam, half a halacha, to be more precise. Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Alef says the Rambam the following. Ha-poresh mi-darchei tzibur, afal pi shelo avar averos, ela nivdal me-adat Yisrael, ve-ino se mitzvot bichlalan, ve-lo nichlal nichnas be-tzaratan, ולא מתענה בתעניתן, אלא הולך בדרכו כגויי הארץ וכאילו אינו מהן, אין לו חלק לעולם הבא. Now this guy is not necessarily a religious sinner. He could be mekayem mitzvahs. The Rambam gives three things. A, he doesn't do mitzvahs with the rest of the Jews. Or he doesn't take part in the Jewish destiny. He says to himself, you know, what's that to do with me? I'm like, I'll live my own life. Now, that guy could be living a full, from life, and whatever happens to Jews that are not in his little circle, he just ignores. That has nothing to do with me. Says the Rambam, this kind of guy doesn't have chelek l'olam haba. That means that, like, the connection between the Jewish people is such a necessary and is part of our infrastructure, that if you're not there, you uprooted yourself from Olam Haba. Because Olam Haba is not a privilege for a specific Jew, you know, like, okay, I scored this much mitzvahs, therefore I get Olam Haba. No, it doesn't work like that. The first is, I'm part of Knesset Yisrael. I'm part of the Jewish people. Now, the Jewish people goes through time from the beginning of the Jewish history all the way up to the end when Mashiach comes, and it goes through like space, meaning all the Jews who live when we live, we are connected with whether we like it or not. Now it's up to us to decide that, yeah, we're taking part in that thing, meaning we identify with other Jews' things. We don't isolate ourselves and say, yeah, that happens to those Jews because they're No, that's not the attitude. The attitude is, there's a tzara to the Jewish people, so we each and every one of us has like a tshuva and this and that to do, but you are called to partake in the tzara of the Jewish people. I want to say a little bit about the community. I daven in a Sephardi French shul. Alright, nobody here has anything to do with that type of population. Okay? But, so on Shabbos when I was davening, these people made a mishaberach. At the time it wasn't known if they're still hostages or what. They knew names of people in there. They knew the names already. Because it was there, like, somebody, like, there's like 6 degrees separation between us and every person on the face of the earth. So between us and every Jew, there's like 1-2 degrees separation. That means, like, statistically, if you know me and I know the people in my show, there's 2 degrees separation between you and the people who died. Although you guys live in America and they live in France and you never met, you don't speak French, they don't speak English. Like, but these people made a mishaberach with specific names, and then after they ended the mishaberach, one guy goes, "No, this guy's there too. He's in the supermarket there as well." And they gave another name. That's like a very scary thing. That the world is not such a big place after all, as they say, it's a small world after all. And in the Jewish world, it's even smaller. And to take part in Jewish tzaras, it's one of our yesodos. That's what the Rambam says. If you don't take part in that, ain lo chelak la'olam haba.
Okay, so we're going. Sure.